News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
How we shop has changed dramatically over the past 10 years, with many of us now shopping online and paying for items with our phones. But what trends will we begin to see in the coming months and years? Well, our tech correspondent Jess Kelly joins us this morning. Jess, understandably enough, we saw a huge spike in the number of people doing their grocery shopping online. Is that something that we expect will continue?
Absolutely, yeah. And there are a number of benefits to the online shopping. It's not just that people like myself who don't drive can get, you know, heavy items delivered to their home, or you can plan it around your workday. There's also sort of the implementation of big data around this. And what that means is the supermarkets can not just see what items are selling, but they can also then predict trends in terms of what's going to sell. And this is very useful in terms of waste reduction, and also then their ultimate goal of, you know, increasing their margins. So every time that you scan an item through a scanner, not only is that saying, okay, we no longer have, you know, 100 packets of bananas, we have 99, it's also predicting how many they will sell next month, and if there's trends you know, coming down the line, that sort of thing. That is going to be a game changer for the shops, but it's also something that we, the consumer, need to be mindful of as well, because you don't want to end up being sort of pushed to buy certain things because they're on the shelves based on previous analytics. So if a supermarket predicts that, you know, there's going to be a massive sale, spike in sales of avocados, for example, and all of a sudden you're seeing avocados everywhere, and then all of a sudden you're buying avocados, you're kind of playing into it a little bit.
Okay.
So that's something that we've seen online quite a bit, and now we're starting to see more and more in the supermarket.
Are there certain types of data that are of particular value, maybe, or importance, benefit?
Yeah, so it used to be that, you know, the club card was the key identifier. But now if you look at things like social check-ins, you'd be amazed the amount of people who check in at their local supermarket on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, tag themselves there. All of that information is pulled together, because from that information you can get demographic stats. So you can identify what day of the week it is most probable that you will have consumers aged between 18 and 24 years of age, and then alter your offering. We're going to see, and we've spoken on this programme before, about personalised advertising, and that's not on your mobile phone. Okay. That's on the ads that you see on the street. So again, based on that information, they could have personalized ads targeting the younger shoppers, who will then, that'll then entice them into the shop to spend more money.
We know the chatbots have been used for customer services online, but do you think, will we see them in the supermarkets anytime
soon? 100%. We spoke quite a lot of coverage about the Amazon Go shops in America. This is whereby there's not a single member of staff serving anyone. They are just there to stock the shelves. The next wave of that is the in-store robots that will not only stock the shelves, but will help you find an item. So if you're struggling to find your flour for some of your baking projects, you can go up to the robot, input what you're looking for, and it'll take you directly, or it'll either give you a map on the screen or direct you to whatever aisle you need to have. And this is not something that's, you know, 18, 24 months down the line. This is something that's happening in supermarkets in certain parts of the world, and it's only a matter of time before we get it here.
Just finally, in terms of then payment technology, going from, you know, paying by check to paying by your Fitbit is quite the leap, but
yes.
Where to next on that front?
It's going to get smaller and smaller. We are going to have wearables. I know in America, again, it's very popular to pay by your ring. So no longer are people getting, you know, fancy diamonds putting in their wedding ring. They're getting NFC chips so they can use it to pay for their shopping.
They said romance was dead.
I know, right? Finally, those things become useful. But it's going to get smaller and smaller, easier and easier. Your phone is going to open and drive your car, be your payment hub, and sort of any other thing that will use near-field connectivity.
All right. As always, my thanks to our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, for joining us here on the show this morning.